Hi, how's it going? Is it going good?
Yeah, pretty good.
That's good to know. Really good to
Or were you
know.
not asking me?
I don't know who I was asking.
Okay.
But either way, here we are, running on empty podcast episode
27, I think. Yeah.
50?
I'm
Whoa,
Joe, and this is Chancellor Trevor.
yeah, I'm trying to like channel my inner Palpatine. I'm not gonna attempt to do it right now.
I'm Rey. Rey Star Wars.
I'm Rey Mundo.
I gotta find that one.
If I find it, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Yep, so here we are again. Another week has passed, and we are sitting in front of this camera in my room again talking to you. But this time, you can kind of see the baby on my bookshelf. And I just fucked with the camera really bad. I'm sorry.
That unfocused like so hard.
I know. I apologize for my actions. So, Joe, have you done anything interesting since we last spoke?
Let's see. We did the Spider-Man
Yeah.
spider suit tier list,
Yep, we
right?
did the
I
spider
went
suit
to
tier list.
C2E2,
I wish
and
I
there was
could
a lot
have.
of spider suits there.
Yeah, it normally is. I wish I could have gone this year, but I didn't.
You know what? It makes me kind of happy about all the Spider-Man cosplayers is that sometimes, okay, for example, with cosplayers, I'm not trying to body shame anybody or whatever, but you'll get the guy, he's not really even cosplaying. It's just like a guy with the abs, on the shirt. And it's like the Superman shirt with the abs, and he's got like a beer gut. He's like, yeah. But every Spider-Man cosplayer, it's always like some just like really like in really good shape, like black guy, and he's just perfectly toned and he looks so good. And then there's like his other six like black guy friends, and they're all different Spider-Mans. And they just they look so fucking awesome, And I feel like there's other great cosplays out there, but it's like Spider-Man, they always nail it. They always nail it whenever it's Spider-Man, somehow.
They nail it all right. That's called docking.
What?
I don't
Oh God. Anyway, so today's topic, I thought, one of our viewers and slash fans slash friends, Lewis, he wanted us to talk about Minecraft, if I read his comment correctly. So if you didn't want us to talk about Minecraft, I'm really sorry, because you're about to hear a lot about
We're gonna attempt to talk about
Minecraft.
Minecraft. I've never really like talked about Minecraft in like a sense like we're going to attempt right now.
Well, he said Minecraft or Fortnite, and I know literally
Nothing.
nothing about Fortnite. I've played that game one time.
I turned the game on and then I turned it off.
Our friend Joe, his sister, brought it to his house one time and was playing it. And I was like, all right, let me play. And then I dropped in or whatever, on the parachute, and I landed. And I found a guy, and I got a phone call, and I gave her the controller, and that was the end of my time playing Fortnite.
Remember that. You're like, and I can just go ahead. Yeah, I've never played it. I've thought about it, but I don't know.
I didn't ever really like.
If anyone,
What's the other one that's like that?
CS then CS:GO?
No, that's like Call of Duty, kind of.
I want to say it was CS. No,
No, it's
oh, I can't think of
not
the
Counter. Yeah,
name.
it's not Counter Strike,
I
dude.
want
What
to
is it
say it's
called?
CS:GO.
It's not CS:GO.
I can't think of the fucking name. I can't.
It's a battle royale. I know
Fucking.
that.
All right, back to the clicky
I.
clackies. Battle
Yeah,
Royale. That's not Fortnite.
just type Battle
Player
Royale.
on player unknowns
Yeah,
PUBG.
Battlegrounds.
PUBG.
Yes, PUBG, dude, that game I
PUBG.
hate so much. I hate
I've
it.
never played that either.
Oh my gosh. My one friend always tried to get me to play it, and I don't know. I thought it looked really cool.
Did Andrew play a lot?
But just, I hated it. He played PUBG, I think, sometimes, right? But he always was playing Fallout.
Yeah, I was like, there's something else he played. Like, maybe it was CS:GO that he played.
Think he played CSGO.
I don't know. Either way, he played something. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Andrew, did you play CSGO? Let us know.
Let us
I don't
know.
think you did.
I don't think he even watched this.
Well, I'm going to share him this one specifically so that he does watch it.
Specifically?
And be like, hey, we asked you a question
directly. We asked you a direct question. Soldier. Please answer. When it's, I mean, you weren't playing Fallout, because I remember walking, like, creeping up behind.
I think he did play PUBG. That's just PUBG. Such a stupid name, too.
PUBG.
It's such a stupid name. PUBG.
The amount of times I've just, like, he was, like, so engrossed in Fallout that I just walked up behind him and went, bah!
Yeah. He played a lot of New Vegas. That was a great game. Anyway, that's lot about video games that are not Minecraft. So.
Minecraft.
Today, we will talk about Minecraft.
Yeah, we
have
thought.
Trevor, when's the first time you played Minecraft? How did you get into it? Were you open to the idea, or were you opposed to it?
Yeah, you know?
Did you think it was stupid at first?
No, I really enjoyed the idea.
I thought it was stupid at first.
I felt really different. I think I don't remember if I had watched people play it first or I played it. I remember I got it when it was prettier. And it was still in beta. I think it's still tight. No, it's not in beta anymore.
I think Cameron played it during alpha.
Yeah, no, I did play during alpha. Like, I know I got it later on because I think I was mostly just like watching the Achievement Hunter team play it. And then friends just talk about it. And I never got it. They're like, just fucking get it. So I got it. And I don't play it often. I go back and forth with it. Really, like, it comes down to, it's like, oh, yeah, as long as there's, like, a dedicated people, like, a group, like, playing or whatever. Like, oh, yeah, I'll definitely get on. But usually one person starts petering. And more people start petering. And the issue is just getting a server or something set up.
Definitely. I don't like playing solo, really.
Yeah, I like playing with people. Like, last time I played it, me, Nugget, and Connor, we all just kind of sat in here. We set up a table. Connor put his laptop on. Nugget was on the other end. And we just had, like, Disney Plus going with, like, random, like, old Disney movies.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, we just had old Disney movies playing, and we were just all playing Minecraft.
That does sound fun. I miss playing Minecraft.
Yeah.
The first time I played Minecraft was at a friend of mine was playing at his house, whose name is also, incidentally, Luis, but not the same guy that is our other friend from where you work and where I used to work. But he goes by Tony, usually, with his friends. My friend Tony had it, and we were playing split screen, but like vertical split screen.
Yeah.
Like that.
We're vertical split screen, so there's not a split screen. Dalton, edit a split screen. No,
no,
I'm kidding.
Don't do that.
I'm kidding.
Don't do that. Well, I mean, unless you want to. I don't really care. But
he doesn't watch this before he uploads it. Maybe he does. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think he does. Regardless, I thought it was such a stupid idea. And he's like, just try it. And I remember we made a Pokemon Center or something. Mm-hmm. And then his sister played a lot too, and they were making like this giant hotel, and I was like, that's really cool. And then my whole thing was like, I just went underground and like tried to build like caves, but like also like underground temples, and like I used redstone torches instead of the regular torches because I thought that was scarier because they gave off less light. And so I made like underground mazes and like temples and like crypts and stuff like that.
One of the most iconic times I remember playing was a few years back. Me, Nugget, and Josh. We would all sit in Josh's room, and we had Attack of the Bee Team, like that mod pack down.
B00 and the other guy. What's
Generic
his...
B? No, it's not.
Yeah, it is Generic B. I think.
Okay, yeah, and then we downloaded that mod pack. We were playing it a lot, and we had a little house. It literally was a very simple hut. We're just gonna build up a hut so we had a place to stay. And I initially had taken over, like, we had built an initial layer that we had a room with all of our beds, and then I had built a second layer on top, and I fucking...
You built a what on
I
top?
I built, like, another layer to the house, like, a second story. And then I just started diving into the witchery mod, the necromancy mod, like, Nugget would just go strip mine. Josh was trying to build a smeltery so he can start building things, they can build better equipment for us, and our goal was to try and get to space. But we immediately went three different directions.
Space?
Yeah. Two of them were trying to accomplish the goal. Me, I'm like, I can just turn into all these animals, and I can create voodoo dolls, and I can use the necromancy mod to create minions of, like, attaching different parts from all these different mobs, and yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it eventually got to the point where I had a...
It's kind of creepy.
...dived down into the mime, picked a spot, mined in, created myself a couple little rooms, put, because in that mod they had a door that you can disguise to look just like regular old rock, so you never knew a door was there. And then you could get a door that could only be opened with a certain key. So I had that blocking it, and then I had a the locked door on the inside. And inside was just like, I had my own farm, I had a separate bed, I had all my little nits and bobs, and I was like going through, sneaking up behind, like stealing like pieces of their DNA to make voodoo dolls. So when I take damage, they'd take damage. And then you could also make these dolls to where when you would die, when you would have taken enough damage to die, it consumes one of these dolls and you keep living. So you basically can make horcruxes.
Oh, jeez.
So I started going around the map because you had the mod where you could transform into different animals, and I would transform into like a bat, and I would fly way the fuck far away. I would dig a hole, put a chest in there, fill the chest with a bunch of these things that would preserve my life, and then I would just make it impossible to get to. And I started hiding these all over the map.
you became Voldemort.
I was literally becoming Voldemort. Like before we like stopped playing, I had like found a forest that like literally naturally has like a very the light disappears and it's all just like foggy and like scary looking, and like these magical trees that would like glitter down like these little like light particle effects. I was like building this giant like cathedral that just looked like this giant tree, and I was building my home inside of there.
Oh my god!
I was slowly becoming the villain of the game.
our goal is to go to space, and instead I became Voldemort.
You became Voldemort.
All right, that's Minecraft.
And I started creating an army of like, it was like an Enderman body, but the heads were all chickens. I was
disturbed.
I won.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, that's why I really...
I'm not really sure what to say after
that. I love that mod pack, and if I could get it working again, I would absolutely play Attack of the Bee Team. It's so fun.
I've always played pretty much vanilla, maybe with some skins or... is that what you call them?
You know, like the texture packs?
Texture pack, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I played some mod of Minecraft. I enjoy it. Some of the stuff's really interesting. Like, I haven't found a mod pack that I've latched onto quite like Attack of the Bee Team, because it had shit like, it had the necromancy and the witchery, and like, now these times, like, the one we were playing last, it had the witchery mod, or whatever it's become now, but it didn't have all the other things I wanted that would, like, all kind of all work together and make it really fun. Because, I don't know, I just kind of, like, I kind of discovered all these things. I'm like, ooh, this could be fun. And, like, you can make familiars and make potions and do a lot more shit with it. I just naturally found the most demented thing I can do, and I started doing it. It was fun when it lasted, and they kind of caught on to what I was doing. Normally, like, there's a couple of times where Matt would, like, Nord Nugget would come by, and he would be mining, and I went to walk past him, and he would accidentally hit me. Where he would hit me just fucking around, and all my little mobs I would create would just go, and just fucking swarm his ass.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I played, my good friend Cameron, like, we had this idea one time to play in, like, an RP kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So, like, we made our own world and had a few other friends join and stuff, and, like... We're going to do like a kind of like a D&D style like RP thing. And I remember okay. I was like this wooden person.
Okay.
Like I was like a man like but made out of wood, like Spriggans from mm-hmm. Skyrim or something like that.
Yeah.
And I like lived in a treehouse and like I always planted trees and cut them down and stuff and like supplied everybody with wood.
Interesting.
And then, like, they made, like, a crazy mine somehow. I don't know. It was really cool. And then they were making, like, a keep or something. Like, there was, like, some mountains, you know? Like here's, like, the mountains. And then there's, like, this... I don't know. Like, they kind of went like this, you know? I don't know. I can't. Okay, they went like this. Like, the mountain range went like this.
Yeah.
And so they built, like, a wall. Like, you can't really see. Like, whatever. It's so hard to, like, show you guys in the camera for some reason. I guess I'm stupid. But regardless, yeah, there's, like, a valley, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he built, like, a wall or whatever. And then there's, like, a little village inside there. And then it was really cool. And then, you know, people just stopped playing. And so...
Yeah, I've been wanting to, like, just...
We always played on Xbox 360.
I've been wanting to, like, sit down and, like, start, like, rolling through again. Like I said, it's just a little hard to get people going, just because, like... Especially because I know when we were playing on that one, server that Dalton found, it just lagged so bad.
Yeah, there was... Yeah, that was a big problem with it.
Like, it just went... And then the other one... My card kept rejecting, like, the monthly payment. Because it was, like, coming from, like, a, wherever the fuck Minecraft was, like, originally based, or, like...
Like, Sweden
or yeah, it's because it kept registering as, like a Swedish purchase, and they're like, no! And I'm like, no, I'm trying to break this purchase.
Yeah.
I'm trying to buy Minecraft stock in Sweden! No. But, I know, my bank just kept putting a fucking big damper on that, so...
That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, but, I'm still trying to look into it.
So, like, what is your favorite thing in Minecraft to do? Like, what draws you to Minecraft? Survival, creative, or, like, what, you know?
I don't want to say, like, just survival, just creative, because it's, like, normally it's, yeah, because you got to do the necessities, like, oh, I got to start doing this or starting that. It's basically, like, once you get rolling, especially, like, you have other people playing, you're just talking about stuff, and you're just kind of, like, building, you're sitting there doing your own thing, and... Like, when we were playing on that server, like, I
built... Like, the social aspect is what you like?
Yeah, a little bit. And plus, I get all, like, these crazy ideas of things I want to do once we start... Once the ball gets rolling. Like, the last time we were playing, I built a fucking wizard's tower.
Yeah, I remember. It was really cool.
Yeah, I built a fucking wizard's tower. I'm like, I just get these crazy ideas. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to
just... We start... had such a good spawn and everything, yeah. Too. Like, up in the mountains, there's plenty of coal. It was mm-hmm. perfect because we could just mine there.
And then...
There's, like, that frickin' roofed forest biome, the dark woods mm-hmm. forest. And it was, like, right there.
And then I would just get ideas like that. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to... Like, that was, like, I'm going to build this wizard's tower. And then I'm going to start collecting all these things. And I'm going to, like, just start doing all this weird shit. Like, that's just kind of the ideas I get.
Yeah.
And...
Let me tell you this really quick. I don't like playing on hard or, like, very hard. Mm-hmm. It's, like, it just gets annoying with, like, the monsters and stuff all mm-hmm. the time. I don't mind them being there, you know, and, like, having to kill them sometimes and all that. But, like, when you're playing on a hard difficulty, I feel like it's less fun for me.
Yeah, I get what you mean. It's, like, it's just... Having, I guess it really kind of comes to the social aspect because, yeah, I could sit there and play by myself and, like, just build or do things.
Yeah.
But it comes to, like, when everyone kind of, like, hanging out and, like, oh, yeah, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing this. And I'm like, oh, cool, I'll do, because, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to build this thing and, you know, like, yeah. Compliments to the whole. And if there's, like, this survivable kind of, like, server atmosphere going on, it's like, oh, yeah, well, we can go there and that's in. He's got all this stuff, and he's got this whole theme going, and this person got this theme going, and this is how the interactions commence. And, like, okay, now let's go and, as a group, decide we're going to go and, like, try and tackle the stronghold, or we're going to try to do this, or we're trying to collect this thing.
You know what's something that we didn't really do, if I remember correctly, is, like, we never, like, built our houses, like, kind of close to each other and try and, like, make a town.
No, we never did.
Everyone kind of, like, went to their own little corner of solitude.
Yeah,
like... To build. Like, not super far away, but, like, not close enough to make a town.
Yeah, that's something I want to do, is, like, get together, make a town, and just try to see what we can do, like...
I think that would be really fun.
Yeah, and it would be, like I said, like you said, it would be fun, there's nothing... And it's just little things like that, and then...
I love building houses and, like, little community projects and stuff like that that mm-hmm. everyone can work on, or, like... I don't know. I just like that sense of, like, togetherness that it can create, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why it's, one of my favorite things to build in Minecraft is, like, just a little storage house that anybody can drop off, like, their unwanted things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's something I want to do. I wish there was, like, That's nothing. Why some things like I like going in and like adding the mods because they had so much. It's add so much new stuff to it. Like I know there's some that's like they add like oh here you can go and like one we were playing they added like chocobos to the game so you can I went and got myself a chocobo
from like Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I had a little fucking chocobo hanging out in my place, and this place would randomly like summon a. Like little castles that you can go and clear out and live in. And then there's these things, I think they're called battle towers. There's just these multi-layered stone towers. You start at the bottom layer, which is either the very bottom or the top. And you go through, and each level has like one or two spawners. So you go through, clear out enemies, clear out enemies, clear out enemies, clear out enemies. And each one has a chest with a bunch of really good items in there. And usually the very bottom or the very top, depending where it is, there's a boss. That you, after you kill the boss, you have to quickly grab everything out of the chest up top and then get out because the tower is going to start exploding around you.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, little challenges like that. Some of them add like raid bosses. And I know there's one mod pack that came out. I think it's called like RL Craft.
What's that?
It's basically, I know you don't like really like hard, but it's like Minecraft but like amped up to 11. It's like to do a certain thing, you have to train a skill in it. Like, if you want to cook food, you have to, like, to cook better food, you have to start, like, training your cooking. And, like, now you can't just punch a tree to get what you get. Like, you got to break through, dig through gravel to get, like, get pieces of stone and use that stone to create hatchets. And then you can use, and then you can punch, like, leaves to get, like, sticks. And you grab the sticks, and you use that flint or, like, the stone chunks, so you make a hatchet, and then you use that hatchet to cut down the tree. Anytime you're improving your skills. And besides that, it's
also kind of sounds cool though.
Yeah, but it's also they also added like a bunch of new mobs and shit. Like there are dragons that'll fly around and just fuck up anything that they find.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be like hard in that sense. The fact that you're like I watched them play and they're able to like you can get into a pattern where you're all right, I can reasonably survive, but also it's like a bit of a pain in the dick to get started simply because you have all these little things to do, and if you get a bad spawn you're gonna get destroyed by your surroundings.
Yeah,
you also have to worry about like hydration and stuff like that, and whether if you're too hot or too cold. And it's a little like it's a little extra and a little like unnecessary for a lot of the things. We're like, well, it just seems fun and different.
Yeah, I might try it, you know. I would be maybe willing to try it.
Yeah, it's just kind of a thing to where...
Now, do you... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you can... What's your...
I was going to say, do you ever, like, play around in creative mode and, like, do cool builds like that? Because some people, like, there's different reasons to like Minecraft. Some people really like doing cool, elaborate builds and creative. Some people like doing survival and playing with friends, kind of like us. I also like doing elaborate builds and creative. Some people like to try and do elaborate builds in survival. Some people, I don't know, they like to, like, make good armor and do potions. I've never made potions or anything like that, or, like, tried to go to the end or go to the nether, really.
Sometimes I'll do, like, I'll play around in creative. Not often, if anymore, I'm just, like, if I'm playing anywhere, it's just, like, survival and just fucking, just sticking around.
I like doing creative because it's just kind of, in survival, like, yeah, it's fun to, like, you know, play with friends, but I would never do survival by myself, so if I ever have to play by myself, I'm playing in creative so that I can, like, just see what I could build, and I have to, like, waste the time of, like, gathering all the resources and stuff, just kind of like Legos, you know?
Yeah, it would be different if, like, yeah, I get that aspect, and I would agree, but if, like, say... Yet again, everything comes back to just having like a community thing.
Yeah,
like if there was like this one like the server that we all can just pop in and pop out of, that's when I would go and I would just play single. I would play by myself, and like if no one was on, I'd just sit there and like just run around and do things and build and try and see what I can accomplish.
Yeah,
simply because by then I still have a. It's also the gratification, like, when one of your friends logs in and they're like, and they see what you've been doing, like, you get the reaction, like, what the fuck, or holy shit, dude.
That's really cool. Yeah. I will play sometimes, you know, by myself in that kind of a circumstance, but I don't know. Like, if I were, like, I would never just start up Minecraft just to play survival by myself.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, be okay with no one ever joining or anything. Like,
yeah, I don't think I could.
It's just not for me, really.
I don't think I could do that anymore after, like, so many times just playing with other people.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a few people sitting together on, like, playing on PlayStation or on Xbox or something, it's like, well, then you still have, like, people there, and you're like, yeah. All right, yeah, let's do this,
even
or let's
do
that.
Even if it's just one other person, it's, like, so much better than just playing by yourself.
Yeah, it's one of the few games where you have the opportunity to play solo, and I'm like, I don't really want to play by myself, because what's the point of that?
Yeah.
Like, part of me, I've been wanting to play, because I know they added a bunch of things, like, the Nether now has biomes.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
And, like, I wanted to, like, when they announced the bees, I wanted to, like, to hop in and be a beekeeper.
Yeah.
That's something I want to do in Minecraft, so I'll just be a beekeeper. Like, I want to build a fucking house that looks like a tree. I'm going to be a fucking druid in the woods. Don't fuck with me. I don't fuck with you. Let me just keep my bees. And then I will low-key become Voldemort, and you will never realize it. You will never see it coming.
All right. Enough of the Voldemort. What's your favorite block in Minecraft? Either aesthetically or for, you know, its own purpose?
Kind of like the acacia wood, like not like. Sure, remember
that's like the orange one, right?
Yeah, there's an orange one. I know there's a pink. I'm trying to think what the pink one was. I really like that one too.
No, there's
yeah, there was like a pink wood. So I built my wizard tower out of. My wizard tower.
I thought that was acacia.
No. It was like wood. I can't think of what it's called. Sakura?
There's no Sakura
trees.
Modded. Dude,
there was something that had pink wood. It might have,
Minecraft wiki. And then wood. Should we?
We could, but I'm already here.
That's stripped acacia. See, there's no pink wood.
I thought it was pink. Maybe it's just me being fucked up in the head. I thought it was pink. Yeah, it might have been.
No, it's orange.
Yeah, I guess it was. I could have sworn it was pink, but could just be me being high.
Yeah, it's not pink, my guy.
I thought it was. And if there is a pink wood, well, that was added later.
That'd be cool
if
there was a pink wood.
So I could have sworn it was. I could have sworn that there was a pink wood. So we're building it on something ridiculous.
I don't know. Oh. Anyway.
Oh, well, I digress.
So, yeah.
It's just, I guess I kind of like doing weird things because, like, I think I'd also built, like, a automatic, like, egg farming coop. I had a bunch of I forget that, but basically I all had this whole system hooked up to chests with the chickens I had locked in the scoop.
Oh, I think I kind of remember that.
Yeah, they would just fall in and they would go straight into the chest. I just built some really cool things and was trying to get a little intricate with it. Like I had all my garden set up on like all the on these different like platforms. Like one was on the ground.
Oh
one
yeah,
was in the air,
like a
one
tiers.
Was in the air. Yeah.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah. I just like doing shit like that.
My favorite block, since you didn't ask, is...
Sorry, I went off on a tangent.
I don't know. Probably dark oak.
I don't feel like you were going to say dark oak.
I really like dark oak. I also really like stone brick.
Mm-hmm.
And... And dark oak is just really such a good block. Also, I like, call me crazy, kind of like cobblestone, actually, like a decent amount.
Yeah, cobblestone's nice. You know what I could know what I think it might have been pink, because I know I was playing with a texture pack on.
Maybe
that
maybe had a texture pack
that could have turned it pink. Crimson planks? Warped planks?
How in the world do you get crimson planks?
I don't know.
Is there trees in the Nether or something? What's the blue one?
That's called warped planks.
Warped planks. Go to, jump to, No. It's gotta be on this page. Is there like types or something? Birch, acacia, dark oak. Blah, blah, blah.
Obtaining.
Oh, wait, here we go. Crimson stem or warped stem?
We are on a fucking...
Yeah, now we're on a rabbit hole.
I don't... It's just
we'll have to maybe look this up later.
Yeah, we'll look it up later. It probably was some of the new like add-ons.
Yeah.
That they've been updating with. I know they added a new armor set that was supposed to be stronger than Diamond.
Dear Lord.
That looks...
Dude, some of these look so wild.
Yeah.
Hold on, share this
screen. Share the screen.
Do the thing.
All right,
ready? Ready? It's like... Not that one. It's the next one. And what is that? That
looks like it's from the Nether.
And that, too.
They could.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. It
could be
out,
from from the end.
I don't know.
Could have added biomes to the end.
Crazy looking wood, dude.
Yeah.
Crazy looking wood. All right. Anyway.
Crazy looking wood. That's the name of this podcast. That's some crazy looking wood. No, it's not. But yeah. So. I guess
like pumpkins and I like hay too. Those are fun blocks to build with.
I realized you were a fan of pumpkins. Every time you're playing Minecraft, there's always a bunch of pumpkins nearby you.
I wouldn't say like a bunch. I have the hiccups right now. It's like annoying. I don't know. Or like burp. I don't know. It's like I just suck. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
But it's probably heartburn or like a mild heartburn from the ribs that I ate or something.
Could be.
That coleslaw that they gave us.
Yeah.
It had a lot of horseradish in it.
I didn't eat mine.
Oh, I did. I kind of liked it, even though I don't know. How do you feel about coleslaw?
I usually don't eat it.
I usually, try it, you know?
I mean, I might try it after we finish here.
I don't know. I usually try it, but I'm not I could eat a ton of it.
Like, I don't know when I get coleslaw. Like, at work, I just hand it all to Tyler.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's just
give it to someone else.
Annoying, kind of, in a way.
Just don't want your fucking coleslaw, man. I came in here, I'm ordering this fucking, chicken or catfish or whatever.
What's the place that makes their coleslaw, but they make it with yogurt instead of milk or something? And it's just, so gross.
I don't know.
I don't know, either.
I don't know, but
actually, it might be, what's that barbecue place that they always... Hog Wild, what it is. Dude, people love... Hog Wild, I don't get it.
I could murder a mushroom sandwich from there.
I mean, sure, their food is fine, but, it's not... Dude, people go Hog Wild for Hog Wild. They do. And it blows my mind, because I... the first time I had it, I was I'm really not that impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe... It was just a bad day or something, or a bad batch. So I tried it again, and I was I'm not really that impressed again, in all honesty. So then I had it a third time, and I was I don't know. So then I went months without having it, and then, it was dude, how do you not like Hog Wild? And it's maybe I'm just remembering it wrong. I had it again, and I was dude, this is not that good. It's not bad or anything, but it's geez.
Maybe we should actually just take a trip up there and get it fresh.
I know, but that's what they're telling me too. You gotta have it fresh. It's okay. I get it. Having it fresh is probably better than having it as takeout, but how much better could it be fresh than a 30-minute drive back to the office? It can't be that much. It can't be just okay to straight up amazing, mm-hmm. right? You would think that it would still be damn good.
I miss old books. You gotta get the fucking oven bread, you get the fries. I usually just I don't want fucking fries or anything with this, because mm-hmm. every time I've gotten fries from there, they're just not tasted that great.
Yeah.
And I was just I was just forego the fries, and I'm they're just gonna be fucking mac and cheese, or just give me my fucking sandwich.
Yeah. That's who's got the worst fries? Can we just say Steak and Shake? They probably have the worst.
Yeah,
fries,
but they're still their fries are still good though. I think it's kind of
they're good right when they come out, but they're the shoestring kind, so they get cold really easily.
Yeah,
then they get kind of stale almost. Mm-hmm. On your plate they get stale, and they're not salted enough and then you have to do this all this doctoring up with like their what is that their steak burger powder or whatever,
seasoned salt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually just like,
you know, dip it in cheese and all this shit, and it's like, it's just not that good, dude.
I see your point.
And I also think that Wendy's, like, despite the fact that I eat there a decent amount of the time, I think their fries kind of suck, too. Like,
I prefer their fries to most places.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like they're... like, oh, we use, like, the whole potatoes, and we have, like, you know, the sea salt, and I don't know, I just feel like, yeah, McDonald's just got a better fries.
Let me tell you. The best, one, so I think some of the best fries I've had were Five Guys. Me and Nugget went there, like, 5 to 10 minutes after they opened, so we were the first people in there.
Yeah.
I got some fries, so they fried it in that fresh peanut oil. And we got back, and when you ate a fry, you could taste the peanuts.
That's crazy.
They were so good, and they were perfectly salted.
Wow. So, I don't know. I think Five Guys has some decent fries, I don't know if it's my favorite.
That's like the first batch of fries, top.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I think their fries are pretty good, and they give you a ton of them, too. They give you so many. Like, they give you more than any reasonable person would ever want. You know? Like, they give you way more. But,
we'll just pour the entire bag in here.
It's so silly. It's like, are they doing it on purpose? Or, like, do they just not know?
It's just a meme now.
Yeah. That's, like, their thing is, like, we just... like, you get a small fry, and it's like, wow, I could eat these fries today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I normally get, like, a medium or a large, and I'll just, like, snack on them throughout the day.
They're expensive, though.
Yeah.
It's $16 for a double cheeseburger with fries and a drink.
Mm-hmm.
$16. Yeah. That's, like, quarter pounder meals at McDonald's.
That's why you don't go there all the time. You wait until you're like, yeah. And
see, somebody like was like Five Guys isn't even that good, especially not for the price. And I used to have a fight on that.
Yeah.
But now I kind of like, I see where you're coming from, but like also don't disrespect Five Guys, and be like, it's just okay.
It's like, yeah, I see your point, but don't you fucking step to him.
Is Five Guys worth $16? Absolutely not. But like also sometimes it is, like every once in a while it is.
That's why I tend not to go. I wait like every couple of months. I'll go.
Yeah. Checkers closed down.
They're just moving.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know where they're moving to, but they're just moving, which is something I'm disappointed with, because they have some of the best fries.
Where are they moving?
I don't know yet. Okay. I don't know. I think they announced, so I just haven't looked it up.
They're really good, too.
Yeah, I really like the Checkers fries. I also like their...
Checkers in general is just great food.
Their mozzarella sticks are really good.
It's like, what do they do to it? Do they just like, they're like, and now... they're like, and now... a little... MSG. Oh shit.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know, whatever they season their fries with tastes.
Dude, probably what all does of it. Their food. All of their food is so good. All of it's so good.
I usually get like just the thing of like the chicken. They,
it's got that quality to where like you take a bite and you're like, oh no. Like, and then you finish your food and you're full and you're like, I still want more because it just tastes that good.
Have you had their funnel cake fries?
No. I didn't know that was okay.
Yeah, they have funnel cake fries.
I'll never forget the first time I had Checkers was a chicken parmesan sandwich or something that they had. A chicken, like a mozzarella chicken parm sandwich. I don't know, something. All I know is it was like chicken and mozzarella cheese and then also like tomato sauce. And it was all a burger and it was so disgusting, but like in a good way. You like you get it, and you're just like, it was a limited time thing too.
Yeah,
but like you got it, and you're just like, wow, yeah. Like I can't believe I'm about to put this in my body. Like this has got to be so bad for you.
It looks like it's got a fucking mozzarella stick on it.
I know,
it literally has a mozzarella.
It has mozzarella sticks on it with like pizza sauce or
this
something.
This fucking thing has a chicken sandwich, a slice of mozzarella,
dude. And I'm telling you, that is like sauce, the greatest sandwich I ever had.
Mozzarella sticks, and then more
like,
mozzarella.
Dude, the bun alone. The bun alone is like better than anything on the menu. Jeez. At like Steak and
Like,
Shake. Just,
like looking at the real shots of their food.
Look
like,
at the cheese like... loaded. Wait, okay, hold on. Zoom the screen out so people can see what we're talking about now.
Oh wait, let me...
yeah. Okay, hold on. Now right, show them. Right. Show them first the picture that you were just looking at.
The chicken.
Okay. Yeah. So it's literally bun from bottom to top. Bun. Chicken, breaded chicken sandwich, and then like mozzarella cheese, and then like pizza sauce, and then on top of that, there's two goddamn mozzarella sticks with like some sort of sauce drizzled on top of that.
Fuck?
I don't know what it is. It's like Thousand Island or something delicious.
Look at this.
And then they also have a cheeseburger one too, a double cheeseburger, and then another bun, but like it's got like garlic salt or something on the bun, and you just take one bite of that sucker and you're like, oh, it's over. Like, it's over. It's so good.
What the fuck is this? These real sandwiches?
I don't know. Now let's look at that other one, because I think people are just taking pictures of bad looking sandwiches now. What is that?
I don't know. That we're like looking some, at? Looks like some
is
loaded
that poutine
fries.
Or something.
Yeah, look, it's back to this one.
Yeah, and then, dude, wait, go to the one next to it, that loaded cheeseburger. Right there. Down, and then to the right, boom. What is that? Dude, that's like.
What is that?
Dude, how much melted cheese is in the center of that bitch right there?
Oh my god.
I can't tell if that is a double cheeseburger or if that's one big patty that they filled with cheese. Like, they just injected it with cheese and they're like, yeah.
You're gonna like all
yeah.
of this cheese.
How do you like that dairy? How do you like that sodium?
Oh my god.
But, like, look at that bun, for real. That bun looks so good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Their buns are amazing. The one thing I don't really care for, but then again, I don't care for this on almost any sandwich, is the lettuce. But I feel like I especially don't like shredded lettuce.
I don't know what I like less.
Do you like, would you rather, if you absolutely had to have lettuce, like, or you were going to die, or like suffer a fate worse than death, would you rather have shredded lettuce or like a piece of lettuce, I guess. I don't know what you call it.
I'll just take the piece of lettuce and just...
Like
just,
Wendy's?
Yeah, I'll just get it over with.
Yeah. I kind of don't hate it on Wendy's sandwich. I just don't hate it.
I just try to order stuff where I can just don't have to have lettuce on it to begin with.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I'm just not a fan of... especially, like, with... That's why I order the Baconator, because... You get your meat, you get your cheese, you get your bacon, you get your ketchup and mayo.
Yeah, you get
you're good.
Probably enough sodium for the rest of the week too.
Yeah.
It's
just a lot.
The Baconator's just like so extra.
I also don't even order just the Baconator anymore.
You get the Son of Baconator.
Yeah,
right?
I get the Son of Baconator. Because
that's like the like I'm responsible kind of like
but
Baconator.
Like I get the Son of Baconator, but I'll also like sometimes order a 6-piece nugget.
Yeah,
just
but, like, dude, the Baconator, the don't get me wrong, the Baconator's great, but it's like just so, it's like the in the movie The Other Guys when the guy's like, this is America, and in America we live for the excess, like the Wendy's Baconator. And it's like, dude, it's so true. Like, there's so much bacon and just stuff on the Baconator that,
yeah.
like, I almost don't enjoy it. Because it's like, what is the... Like, just because they could doesn't mean that they should.
I mean, yeah, but there's
with
a...
the Baconator. That's why I think the Son of Baconator is much more reasonable. It's like the centrists. It's the centrist Baconator.
Like, if you want to talk about like an extra burger, Let's take the.
All right, show them this.
The Kuma's Corner. The Kuma's Corner Meshuggah Burger. They don't have it anymore. Oh my god, what did I do? Hang on. There we go. The Meshuggah Burger. It's like.
What am I looking at here?
It's got two house-made pretzel buns. You got a.
That doesn't even look like a pretzel bun. That looks like a chicken breast.
And then you have a.
Oh, I see. They're lifting that's the bun right there.
Yeah, the bun's lifting like it right up. There. Okay. And like right there.
Okay. But
like you have the pretzel bun, and then you have the beef patty, like a 10-ounce beef patty or the other bag, your choice of protein. You have some candied bacon.
Okay.
You have a potato pancake.
Wait, but there's also chicken on top of that, right?
Yeah, I believe that is also chicken.
Like fried chicken or something? Yeah. That's a potato pancake is what that is, okay.
And then you get a... I'm trying to pull up something so I can see. You get like a lingonberry sauce.
Okay, and what's the other sauce on top of it with the chives?
That's what I'm trying to like find the list of everything on there. Like it's...
That's... Something kind of familiar. It seems like, I don't know.
It's not fucking like, nothing wants to like pull it up.
It's not right mayonnaise, but it's
like an aioli. It's like an aioli.
Yes, I don't know. Sure. I'm just going to agree with that because I don't know what that means.
That's like that.
But I feel like I can taste what that tastes like.
It's literally like everything in like the kitchen sink. Is literally
let's be honest with ourselves though here. This is just three different types of meat with a potato pancake and then a weird sauce and a pretzel bun. There's no vegetables on this really.
Yeah, like it's
I like vegetables on my burger.
It gets pretty intense.
That looks good though, don't get me wrong. I'm really interested. What is lingonberry sauce and what does it taste like? It looks like it would be cranberry sauce.
It's kind of like a cranberry sauce. Like this was only available for a certain time of the year, and I had it, and it's literally, it was a lot.
Yeah, it looks like
never once have I like eaten something and got to the point where I'm like, I'm so full, I gotta go like throw up or something. Otherwise, I'm not gonna like.
You've never done that?
No.
Oh, I've 100%. One year my family went to the Cheesecake Factory. I don't even know what I had, but like there was like the what is that called in Chicago, the mile of lights or whatever the hell.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Magnificent Mile, that's what it's called.
I wouldn't have got that.
And it's like there's like Mickey Mouse and it's all the Christmas lights and all that stuff. Uh-huh. And there's like a whole thing about it. But, like, we had the Cheesecake Factory before that. And, like I said, I didn't even remember what I ate. But I remember, like, that was one of the most... Like, Trevor, I've never been in that much pain in my life.
Dude, like seriously.
I ate that much that I was like, I feel like I should throw up.
Like, literally, like, after we finished eating...
Or I might die.
Because it was, like, the kind of thing where, like, I had eaten and I'm like, man, I don't really want to take this home. Like, I don't want to take it home. So I just... I wasn't even thinking about it. We were sitting there... We had some beers and we were just drinking and eating... And by the end of it, I'm like, dude, like, I was just in fucking pain. I'm like, I didn't realize it until I'd finished. I'm like, hang on, I gotta go to the bathroom. I literally just walked into the bathroom, locked the door behind me, and just went,
dude.
And I'm like, I'm good.
100%. So, yeah, that was one of the worst experiences of my life. Like, I was in so much pain, dude. I was, like, maybe, like, 11 years old or something. What the hell? Is that?
I get's a burger.
Dude, did I ever tell you? Okay. I don't know if I've ever told you this story, but mm-hmm. I will really quickly if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, this guy that I used to know like years ago, and he told me the story about his friend, whatever, you know? So, this is about a guy I know and his friend. I'm just going to tell it like I was there because it's just way easier than to be like, oh, and you know. So,
yeah.
My friend, again, this isn't really me, but whatever. My friend Alfredo, we'll just call him because I think that was the guy's name maybe. Okay, this guy was the most, just like he could eat like anything. Okay, now... you know, there's places like Guy Fieri will go to, and like they have like these challenges, you know, to see if you could eat them.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was a burger, and I think it was called like the Excalibur or something like that, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was like 10 patties tall or something. Jesus crazy, right? Christ. Just this huge burger.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember the details, but it's like enormous. And so we're like, all right, we got to get our friend Alfredo to do the Excalibur challenge. Okay, so we like call him up or whatever. We're like, yo, like we're about to go to like such and such place, you know, do you want to do the Excalibur challenge? Because if there's anyone in the world that can do it, like we think it's you, my guy. And he's like, oh, I don't know. Why don't you come over? I'll see, you know, how I feel or whatever. So like we went over there and like, so do you want to go out to eat and, you know, all this stuff? Like do the Excalibur challenge, you know, it'll be cool or whatever. He's like, well, I actually ate before he came over, and like he had a whole pot of mac and cheese to himself. Okay. And not only that, but he had like 6 hot dogs too with the bun. He's like, yeah, I already ate. So we're like, oh, dude, come on. So he goes with us, and, you know, we sit down, and then we all order, you know, and we're like, dude, you got to do the Excalibur. And, like,
okay.
He orders a milkshake and a Coke or something like that. And so we're, like, drinking, you know, our soda, and like the appetizer is going to come out or whatever. And this guy has a milkshake and a pop before the Excalibur comes out. And like, as we're waiting, like we watch this guy, he's like eating he's doing the Excalibur challenge, and you get your name put on like the wall of fame or whatever if you do it. And so there's this other guy, and he's like doing it, and he's like eating, and he's eating. Everybody's like cheering it, and then like he dies. Like he actually gets so full from the Excalibur that he dies. And Alfredo's like, oh man, I don't know if I could do this. So he's had a whole pot of mac and cheese, like, you know, 6 hot dogs or something crazy, a glass of Coke, and a milkshake. And the burger comes out, and it's just the most daunting thing ever. Even if you hadn't eaten in 10 years, you'd be like, I can't eat all that, dude. So, you know, the long and short of it is Alfredo actually does it. He eats the whole fucking burger, dude. And, like, everyone's in disbelief or mm-hmm. whatever. And they're like, well, you know, the meal's on us and everything because he completed the challenge. You know, there's only been a couple of people that have ever done it. We're going to put, you know, take your picture, put your name on the wall of fame and stuff. Do you want like a quote or anything? And so when we left, there's a picture of Alfredo that just said, where's dessert?
Oh my God.
And that's the story that my friend told me about his friend, whose name was probably Alfredo. But I told it in the first person because it was just way simpler.
That it was quite the story.
Yep. Stuck with me for years.
Well, with that, I think we're going to wrap this up, this episode of the podcast.
Well, you know, here's the dilemma now. Is like, is this a episode about Minecraft, or is it an episode about fast food again? We'll maybe see. Both.
Maybe both.
Maybe both. All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Just remember, we have go follow us on the socials. Go, there'll be, if you're watching on YouTube, there'll be links in the doobly doo.
Yeah, there will be links. So do we even bother? You know, saying what they are?
Follow us on our socials
if you really want to know.
Go there. Go listen to our sister podcast, the Takeoff Podcast. Dalton's still killing the game. Go buy some merch. Leave a like. Leave a comment. Subscribe. Let us know some of your favorite burger places. Let us know if you've had a friend died eating food.
Dude, that would be crazy if you did.
And
let us know what your favorite food in Minecraft is.
And most importantly, go eat your dog.